My name is Christian Payne. I have two websites that I frequent. My podcast website, which is documentally.com, and my main photography website, ourmaninside.com.
So tell me how you got started on podcasting.
I was an avid listener of podcasts initially, and then I thought, wow, these new podcasts with pictures would enable me to show off my photographs and I can get some work out of it, maybe. I just got so into the audio side, the fact that I could multitask, and when listening to others, I thought, no, sod the pictures, I'm just going to do the audio, and I'm going to just interview people randomly and try and come up with a little bit of serious content. That one thing led to another. I was looking for more and more interesting content. And I was fed up of the mainstream media. I was fed up of shouting at the telly and saying everything's lies in my slightly podcasting paranoid mind. So one day I jumped on a plane, went to Turkey, and then caught a taxi from a little airport in Turkey to the south, went over into Iraq. I met a journalist friend of mine there, and I said to him, can we do something that's a little bit realer? So we went around the north. The war had already started, so we tried to lie low and change where we were staying every day because we were very paranoid. We took some photographs, recorded a little bit of audio, but mostly I was there to take pictures in the north, the Kurdish Peshmerga. We found some amazing stories that weren't being reported. Oil smuggling before that was reported. Funding of the Peshmerga to go over on skirmishes into Iran, which still isn't reported, and we can't find, you know, anybody, and I can't possibly find anybody to print things like this, even though it's slowly coming out now. And so I got back and made a little podcast, stuck it online on documentally.com, and I started getting loads and loads of interest from people saying, wow, this is amazing, you're kind of taking the media into your own hands. And I thought, well, people have been doing this for over a year now, and I didn't class myself as an early adopter.
So when was this that you were working this?
2005 was when I was actually in Iraq. So my podcast kind of started just after that, with the actual first time I was in Iraq.
And did you have any pickup or interest from traditional media?
It was funny. I think I managed to get some of the pictures into the San Francisco Chronicle. Nothing in the UK. It was really difficult to get stuff over in the UK because they kind of look at podcasters as being pretend journalists. Even though I hold a press card as a photographer, being a podcaster or a new media person, you're still not really thought of as a real journalist. I don't know if it's because of the threat of what's happening, whereas there seems to be so much news content which is becoming reliable, because this saturation of the web with a lot of rubbish podcasts allows you to get back to the stage where you're asking questions. Is this true? Is this true? Is this true? We don't do that with the news anymore. We just suck the news in off the mainstream media. And for me, podcasting is far more credible because it's thrown it out there and says, make your own mind up. Maybe look into it yourself. So the mainstream media is still, I think, on that side of the road. Podcasters and new media folk are on this side of the road. And it's a few journalists that are so passionate about new media that are kind of bridging the gap. And these are really exciting times.
So do you think traditional news organisations are doing enough to encourage their journalists to go out and use new tools?
Yeah, I think there's a couple. I think The Guardian in particular broke the mould in regards. The Union will argue that this is a good thing, but the Guardian, when they started giving film cameras and said, shoot footage, that's very forward thinking, started blogging, started having interactive sites where people could actually talk back. That is real democratisation of the media in my mind, and that's where more people need to go. I've been contacted recently because of my podcast by Syria Today, which is a magazine in Damascus, and they're saying, we need to have an interactive website. And I think, but you've got a massive secret police. You know, you can't have people leaving comments. Oh, it's okay, we'll censor them. And I'm thinking, well, you've almost got the idea.
And so Seismic, then, is one of the big hits of South by Southwest, probably. Tell me what the appeal is for you and how you use it.
Seismic is weird. I kept myself totally anonymous. I didn't want to put my name out there because of some of the topics and some of the content that I was doing. So I kept my second name secret the whole time. I thought, oh, I better make up the name Documentally. As soon as Seismic came along, I suddenly started video blogging, and I was being very honest. I was being really truthful about everything. I wasn't giving away too much information, but I suddenly found out that, I think last week, I was the top poster on Seismic with over 3,000 posts. I've always been the most prolific, because working from home, if ever I've got something on my mind, it's a one-button press, bang, rant, 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 or wow, isn't this amazing? And it's there. It's online, and I don't mind it being there, because at the moment it's a closed community. It's starting to open up more and more. And it's this, I've made the most amazing connections on Seismic in these first few months than I have on any other social networking platform, more than Twitter.
Why do you think that is?
I think because looking the people in the eyes when you're talking with them, you do get this sense of empathy. You get a much deeper level of communication. And then when you meet these people, I've just met Vin and Kathy from Seismic for the first time. And looking at them in the eye is not too different from seeing them on Seismic. It's not a major, wow, you look totally different. They look less pixelated, but I feel like I already know them. And you don't get that from Twitter. Words aren't always enough.
So is it going to be the big hit of South by Southwest 2008?
If people are patient enough, the intelligent ones that have the attention span to sit there and let it take hold of them, yes. Unfortunately, people want to see the benefit straight away. It took me a few days because the conversations start, the relationships start. I really hope so.